I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. There's some good news for Plant Vogtle in the new two-year federal budget congressional leaders announced yesterday. According to the AJC, it includes language extending a previously promised nuclear production tax credit, which guarantees Plant Vogtle approximately $800 million in federal tax credits. The bill does not mention Plant Vogtle by name, but it is the only beneficiary of the provision since it is the last remaining nuclear project under construction in the country. Vogtle will only receive the tax credit after the two new units are fully operational. The project, which is years behind schedule and billions over budget, is now expected to be completed in 2021 and 2022. We have more information today on the inadvertent release of a violent criminal suspect by the Chatham County Sheriff's Office Tuesday. Jose Maria Perez, who is facing charges including rape, home invasion, and aggravated assault, was freed in place of another man, Jose Lopez Perez, who was to be released after he'd posted bail. Two officers have been suspended without pay for a week as a result. Meanwhile, law enforcement continues their search for Jose Maria Perez, who's described as being 5'8 and 165 pounds. Anybody with information about his location is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. More than 450 police officers in Georgia are losing their authority to work, make arrests, and use force, this after failing to complete required annual training. This week, the officers are receiving emergency suspension letters from the Georgia Peace Officer Standards and Training Council, the state agency that certifies law enforcement officers. According to a report in the AJC, all police officers in Georgia are required to complete 20 hours of training each year, including classes on use of force and weapons qualification. Once a suspended officer completes the required training, their certification will be restored. Athens-Clark County is now the fourth Georgia county suing opioid makers and distributors. Candler, Fulton, and DeKalb County already filed suit. The city of Augusta has filed suit as well. The lawsuits contend opioid makers and distributors misrepresented the addictive risks of the drug. They cite the high costs of the opioid epidemic for local governments, including health care and law enforcement costs. The law firm representing Athens, Clark, and Candler counties says they expect to take on more lawsuits by other Georgia counties, particularly in rural areas. And Marvel's latest superhero movie, Black Panther, which is set to come out next week, has had a significant impact on the local economy. Pinewood Studios in Fayetteville was one of the main filming locations for the movie. According to CBS 46, the film generated $84 million in revenue for the metro area. Last night, the Fox Theater hosted a special advance screening of the movie with celebrity guests including Samuel L. Jackson and Kim Fields. Black Panther opens on February 16th. And finally, the new Gerber Products spokesbaby is from Dalton, Georgia. One-year-old Lucas Warren is the first spokesbaby with Down syndrome in the company's 91-year history. His photo was chosen out of more than 140,000 submissions. Lucas gets $50,000, and his image will be featured in Gerber's social media posts. His mom says she hopes the campaign will promote the acceptance of special needs children. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.